Hi, man.
Hello. Yeah, hi,
Yeah,
Teddy.
sorry. Lost the connection.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to restart. Okay. So I've landed some drivers which are majorly influencing the market, which is plastic additives for high performance plastics. Okay. So these are like rapid utilization of high performance plastics in major end-use industries such as automotive and aerospace. So do you agree with our assessment, sir?
I wouldn't say that Ukraine have actually automotive or aerospace construction. They have a
Actually, these
market
are
for
for global market. And
Oh.
also there is some different section for Ukraine, but for global also.
For global, yeah, there is some space for high performance plastic.
Okay. Can you hear me, sir? Am I audible properly?
I do, but
How is the internet connection on your side? Should I schedule a meeting on Teams? Maybe then the voice can be clear properly.
Teams, I don't think it's gonna be clearer than a usual cellular connection.
Okay, then we'll continue here. So,
Yeah, we can
sir,
continue
actually,
here.
I can hear you properly. Okay, so I've landed to some restricting factors for the high performance plastic additives market, which are like growing concern for non-biodegradability of plastics, which is hindering the
Growing
market
concern
growth.
for, sorry.
For non-biodegradability of the plastics, like everyone is demanding for biodegradable plastic, while these are not. So we are considering that this may hinder the market and act as a regulation. Do you
So
agree
you
with
want to
our
say that?
assessment?
So you mean that people are afraid of non-biodegradable plastics in automotive and aerospace?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so.
People like trying to accept the biodegradable plastic while these are not biodegradable. So this may act as a regulation.
I mean, if you use high-performance plastics, you want them to serve like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You
Yeah.
don't want them to be biodegradable.
Yeah, okay.
So when we're speaking about high-performance plastics, what do you mean exactly? You mean peak? You mean
Yeah, PTFE, PEEK, and fluoropolymer.
PSU, PPSU, SPS. Right, so
Yeah.
you don't mean like polypropylene,
Yeah,
polyethylene, PLA or
these
something.
are the, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it is like this.
Okay, so
Something
can
like
as
high
per
performance plastic.
Oh, okay. 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 Am I able now? Probably. There is some issue with voice.
Manus, yeah, sorry, I lost you for a moment.
Okay. So, as per my knowledge, what can be the important competitive factor between high performance plastic, standard plastic, and engineering plastic? And what are emerging?
Important for which application?
Generally, generally,
Generally,
general competitive factor.
I would say price, first of all. Second of all,
I think,
probably ability to make all items with it.
And if you go for the price, I think these are the costliest ones. Is it so?
If I go for
price tag, then
yeah.
If you go for price comparison, then the high performance plastics will be the costliest one.
High performance plastics would be
costliest one.
Properties, yes. So if you can choose, for example, from PEEK, POM, and LCP,
mm-hmm.
If you can do three, will you use the price? But the most, maybe the most important out of PTQs, I mean to quality of plant, would be ability to make a thin wall items. So dimensional stability is a very important factor. Dimensional stability, tensile modulus, and moisture absorption.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. And what are the maybe what may be the emerging trends in the adoption of these for the global level?
Amazing.
Trends. Trends.
Then what people are going to do with this plastic?
Sorry?
What do you mean by plants with this?
I'm asking what trends, like why why these are going to be more going to achieve more adoption in future. So
even plastics compared to other materials like metals,
yeah.
Minerals. First of all, plastics are more lightweight than metals or minerals. Second of all, it can need a low thermal conductivity. Plastics will be the material of choice. And third of all, they, how to say, you can create so many organic materials like plastics. So by organic chemistry, you can create thousands of plastics, thousands of polymers, which will all have different properties, different types, weights, polymerization procedures, and this you will have much more choice than with metal or with minerals.
Okay, so these are the major trends which are going to favor the growth of the market.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, I have planned it like. Okay. So I have explored the following types of high performance plastic additives, which are fluoropolymers, high performance polyamide, sulfone polymer, liquid crystal polymers, and polyimide, and others which include PEEK and PEEK. So I have categorized the high performance plastics in these categories. Are these correct according to you, sir? Or I have missed some.
I don't know, it is separate groups for you, so sulfones,
yeah.
Fluoropolymers, high-performance polymers. It is a separate
polyamide.
Groups, right? Separate
categories. Different categories, under which the various high performance plastics exist.
And what have you included in high performance products?
Okay, so like peak and PI, polyimide,
polyimide,
and
okay,
yeah, and PPF, which is polyphenyl sulfide, yeah, and PSU, polyphenyl sulfone.
Yeah, but this polyphenyl sulfone address to the phenyl group if it is your categorization system.
Okay. So what are the basic difference between engineering plastics and these high performance plastics, according to you?
Mostly it is about history and about consumption. So if we speak about engineering plastics, they came out at, I don't know, 70s. So it was like nylon, polyamide, and POM. These are two, and also PBT plastic will be there, and maybe PET even. Can sometimes be addressed if it is some high performance key. Like polyethylene terephthalate, usually bottles you have. But if it goes to injection molding, for example, you have it addressed to engineering polymer group.
Okay.
So PA, PET, PBT, and perhaps that is it. This will be engineering polymers. They all have much higher consumption in the world compared to other high-performance plastics. But there is no, like, I don't see any significant difference compared to PEEK, PSU, PPSU, and everything else. They're all different. But these four will be much more common. That is it.
Okay.
Sometimes it comes to temperature. So sometimes there is some relation between thermal stability of plastic and its addressing to high performance engineering or just regular commodity plastics. So, but it is not necessary. So, for example, you want to produce some high frills. Go to high performance plastics, but melting temperature is, like, I don't know, 180, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Degrees Celsius. Yeah.
So
all these rules you can address high performance engineering or commodity plastic. They have accepted.
Okay.
Make a strict.
And in our initial estimate, I have estimated the high performance plastic additive market to be near about 2.5 billion in 2021.
To buy 5 billion tons or kilograms or dollars?
Dollar, $2.5 billion for additives of high performance plastic.
And which additive do you mean?
Combinedly, for all additives used in manufacturing high performance plastics, not for engineering, not for commodity, only for high performance plastic. Do you agree with?
which they are, what they do.
Sorry.
What does this is? What are they for? For biodegradability, for impact mitigation, for electrical conductivity. They
Yeah,
each identity.
for all like okay. So I have classified some additives which are used for high performance plastics based on their functional. So these are plasticizers, flame retardants, lubricants, and antioxidants. So these are the
So you're
major functions.
basically peelers.
These are the major functional categories in which I have categorized the additives. Is
And you would say they
it
had a
clear?
$2.5 billion
Yeah,
globally?
globally, $2.5 billion globally. Am
Well,
I correct, sir? Is there something?
I'm not sure. I would say Europe would have it. Well, maybe yes. Actually, maybe yes. I guess it will be about $1 billion for Europe. So globally, it might be 2.5. But
One
yes,
billion for Europe, you said.
yep.
Okay, billion
Something
for
about like the whole market, the whole market.
okay.
The thing is, it depends on how you count it. So if you count the sales, the global market for the plastics with additives, or for the additives themselves.
It's for only additives used for high performance plastic only, not for engineering
Only for
plastic.
additives themselves.
Yeah,
So yeah,
only
like
for
for
additives.
example.
Let's say, for example, plasticizers and antioxidants, UV stabilizers, which are used for high performance plastics only, such as PEEK,
Yeah,
PEEK,
maybe it's
PI.
possible.
Okay.
2.5 is possible.
Two. Okay. Okay. And I have calculated the growth rate for it to be 8 to 9 CAGR.
2.9? Sorry, I
Yeah,
didn't count
8 to 9%.
it. 8.
Calculate 8 to 9% CAGR.
Ah,
In
8
coming
to
10 years,
9%, you mean growing
yeah,
each year,
CAGR
8 to
to
9%.
for 10 years, coming 10 years. Am I correct, sir? I'm missing something.
I'm not sure about the growing rate. I'm not sure about 8 to 9%. Definitely. It depends. So, for example, 20 years.
Okay.
A year for all the European market. I don't know what is happening in the United States and Asia, but I would expect globally, if you say it was 8 to 9, I would expect something like 5 to 6% growing in this year.
Okay. And sir, I have included some functionalities according to which the additives are used to increase these functionalities, which such that plasticizers, flame retardants, lubricants, antioxidants, stabilizers, and fillers. For these to create these functionalities, the additives are used in high performance plastic. So, am I correct, sir?
So you want to ask what exactly? Which additives are most common? The most common and most growing, I would say, it is flame retardant.
Flame retardant.
Glass sealers. Flame retardant. Glass sealed high performance plastics to achieve higher stiffness, higher weight, higher thermal conductivity. I would also say that electrically conductive plastics are going to profit some time. They are already in the work, like with nanotubes, graphite nanotubes, or with simple carbon black highly sealed kaolin or something like that. So electrically conductive is also a way to go for plastics.
And what can be the rankings based on
what
the use?
What can be the
ranking for these? Like, as you said, flame retardants are at the first rank when we come for use. So flame retardants are mostly used.
Because if you take a portfolio of some of the producers, you will see there, like, for each high performance plastic, you will see like three grades of simple unsealed plastic, PSU to PSU, it doesn't matter. And then you will see five flame retardant grades.
Okay.
And after this, you will see five glass field grades.
Okay.
So you will have simple flame retardant, you will have halogen-free flame retardant, you will have halogen-free flame retardant, smoke-suppressed plastics, and so on. So they work on it, which means it has some, they have market need for this.
Okay. And besides the flame retardant, what are the most used additives? Like plasticizers, antioxidants, stabilizers.
No, simple glass fillers.
Glass filler.
Yep.
Okay. And sir, can you have considered, like, in the use industries, which are transportation, medical equipment, electronic and electricals, and industrial, and others include defense and construction industry. So are these I have included these as major in these industries. Okay.
So which are these fields are most common for high performance plastics? Okay, let's say I will have a question. You mean by consumption, by weight, or generally compared to other materials?
No, consumption compared to the other, the high performance plastics, like consumed in which industry? I'm asking. Actually, the high performance plastics are consumed mostly in which industry? Transportation, medical, electrical, electronics, or industrial, or defense, building, and construction. Which is the most used?
I mean, if you take construction, for example, they will consume the. Metal construction company will consume like 10 tons of PPSU per month. Medical company will consume 1 ton. But a medical company in general, they produce 3 tons of some surgeons, implants or something like this from people. Construction company will consume 2,000 tons of other materials. like concrete, PVC, and so on. So it really depends, because the percent of high performance plastics in construction is like 1%, but they're consumed in a lot of materials.
Yeah.
On the other side, medical applications will consume 10 tons of everything, but 60% of it will be high performance plastic.
And this industry use is mostly related to the other industries like transportation, medical. So let's say transportation is used by weight. Transportation use 1 kiloton and medical use 0.5 kiloton. So relatively, which industry use the most high performance plastic?
Most in percent of all the material they use, or most in weight of the material they use, in tons or kilograms.
Hello?
So can you hear me, Manas?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. Actually, I'm asking which, am I audible? Hello.
Okay.
Yeah. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Good. So, most in percent or yes, I can hear you. Most in percent.
Let me call you again. I think it is. Mostly. Wait.
In weight, it will be construction.
Most in weight. Yeah.
And also maybe electrical appliances.
Okay.
Top three would be like this.
It will be construction.
Construction,
transportation,
and electrical. Huh?
Okay.
No, it is in weight,
and
in kilogram.
What will be in? Okay. What will be in percent?
In percent.
Okay. What will be if we talk about in percent?
It will be medical appliances and electrical appliances, I would say. So, automotive, space,
okay.
Medical, phones, laptops,
okay. Okay,
tablets, and so on.
And reason. Such as North America, UK, Europe, China, Asia, Middle East. So, which region uses the most percent of high performance plastic?
Most hard to say.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
I'd say Europe, maybe.
Like you can also in the ranking.
I can also.
Europe uses the most.
I think yes.
Okay, and then after Europe, which region uses the most?
Asia.
Okay, North America. Okay. And which country in the Europe uses the most of the high performance plastic?
Yeah, I think
okay,
yes.
Okay.
But maybe Asia, then Europe. I don't know. They're, how to say, Asia have more people and more production, but Europe have more capability to buy high performance and use high performance. America is simply smaller.
And which
I mean by population.
Okay. And which country in the Europe? Okay. In Which country in
Which
the Europe
country in
consumes the most alcohol?
Germany?
Europe.
In Europe, Germany.
Germany. Okay. Okay. Interesting. And okay. So can you make some insight on pricing?
Make
How
some
costly
insight.
they are, like honest plastic. On pricing of additives and high performance plastic.
It really depends. So simple unfilled high performance, if you take average from Sulfon SE, something like this, it will be like 80 per kilogram. But if you take it filled, it can go
Okay.
up to, I don't know, 30 euro per kilogram. Some,
Okay.
but for example, medical peak, 1.500 per kilogram, 1.500 per kilogram. Range.
And what will the ranking for price in regions, like which region have cost higher price for these additives, or which region has lower price?
Price, lower price.
Yeah, price for additives.
Price for additives.
Yeah.
So your question is, why plastics with additives cost more than simple unfilled plastics?
No, actually, if we talk only for additives of high performance plastic, so these prices vary in different regions. So which region have the costliest price, higher price, and which region have lower price for these additives?
Well, it has different prices. So
Sorry.
glass, for example, if you take glass,
Okay.
it will 1 euro per kilogram, for example. If you take either, it will cost, for example, house will cost about 30 euro per kilogram. If we take flame retardant additives, it can be like aluminium hydroxide, which costs 1.5 euro per kilogram. Or it can be red phosphorus, which costs 60 euro per kilogram. So it itself, they have different prices. And if you introduce them into plastics, the price of plastic changes. The cost and what percent of.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for helping me in these questions. I'll share you the summary of my research project. I'll share you the summary at your same email ID. Okay.
So I could check if everything goes right, correct?
Sorry?
So I could check if we understood each other rightly. Okay, yeah, please send it. I will check when I have some. Yeah, well, when I get power supply, I will check and I will reply to you in email.
Yeah, sure, please. Actually, I sent a questionnaire also at your email, so if you get any
Yeah,
update.
I still couldn't have uploaded.
Okay, I understand you definitely
I'm now
use
working at it. I have 0% in downloading this file.
Okay, no worries. I'll send you the summary after completing the project in
Okay.
case. Thank you
Okay.
so much.
Yeah, thank you,
Have a
man.
good day.
Thank you.